NBC News Radio. I'm Scott Carr. Drones are back in the air. Bloodhounds on the ground this morning in western Florida as a search picks up at daylight for the fiance of a 22-year-old missing woman, Gabby Petito. Police in Northport say they got a tip from Brian Laundrie's family that he may be in the area. Residents in Northport held a candlelight vigil for Petito last night. Laundrie is a person of interest wanted for questioning. He's not accused of a crime. A Texas doctor's revealing he recently did perform an abortion in violation of Texas's stringent new law prohibiting nearly all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Here's Jim Forbes.
Alan Braid, a San Antonio-based physician, argued in an op-ed in the Washington Post that he had a duty of care to this patient. The doctor has been a practicing OBGYN for more than 40 years and says the new law has shut down about 80% of the abortion services his practice provides. The law provides exemptions in medical emergencies.
The Department of Homeland Security says deportations begin today of at least 10,000 immigrants living under an international border crossing in Del Rio, Texas. They're trying to get the word out to would-be migrants, mostly Haitians, that the U.S. border's not open. The CDC saying nearly all COVID cases in the U.S. now are the fast-spreading Delta variant. The agency saying Saturday it's rapid spread largely due to those who haven't gotten their vaccination against it. Health officials say on Saturday the U.S. reached 42 million COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. And some beachgoers in Florida are finding some curious creatures on the sand near St. Augustine. Round-shaped, button-like, jellyfish-like creatures have been washing up onto the shore. They've got turquoise-colored, hair-like extensions around their perimeter. Not technically jellyfish, say biologists. The blue buttons can cause slight skin irritation, though. So experts recommend avoiding contact with them. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.